the ash of what she called the kitchen cabinet was a one piece of furniture that had a place for a flower in it. And you can buy them now in the furniture stores. They're still used, I guess, not very much. But that thing I'm talking about where the dishes were kept, she called that cabinets, but they were sort of like built-in cabinets are today.
You didn't have a kind of a room that you could walk into a kitchen?
Not then. No, grandmother did. She had a butler's pantry, but we didn't. Our house was smaller, but my grandmother's house was a big, great big house, and she had the pantry.
The room where they might keep old, worthless pieces of furniture and things that you really just haven't gotten around.
Storeroom.
Okay. And what would you call stuff like that?
It's too good to throw away and not good enough to use, or, you know, what do I call it? Well, some of it's junk. I've got a room like that right now. And some of it's just treasures, I guess you'd say.
Now, did you ever hear that called anything other than a storeroom?
Well, of course, some people put it in an attic, and they just call it the attic, you know, but...
I was wondering, the word I was interested in is plunder. Is that word...
Plunder? I've never heard anybody use it other than as a joke when they call it plunder.
When they use it jokingly, what would it mean?
It would mean just what I've got, you know, just stuff.
All your...
It's stuff that you're not using, but you don't want to throw away.
Okay. And in the morning, say a woman like Laura says, she goes around the house and she, putting the house in order.
Straightens the house.
Okay. And then the thing you use to sweep the floor.
Well, of course, some people use an electric carpet sweeper, vacuum sweeper, or...
Years ago, they just used a
broom.
Yeah. Now, where was the broom kept in the kitchen, usually?
If you had a pantry, you kept it in the pantry. Otherwise... behind the refrigerator.
Okay. All right. And on Mondays, women traditionally did their
washing.
And then on Tuesdays, they did
their ironing.
And then the general word for that now is
their laundry.
Were there any other kinds of porches that I don't mean so much, you know, learned words or things you've read in books, but really just words that for a different kind, any descriptive words used for different kinds of porches in here around La Follette?
No, really. I've never heard anybody around here talk about other than just front porch or back porch or side porch or something like that.
Now, you come up, when you go up from the first floor to the second floor, you said you went up the
upstairs.
But to go from the ground level up onto the front porch, you'd say you went up the...
Up the steps.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone to...
Close the door.
And what's another way you might say it?
Shut the door.
Okay. And then on these old log houses, or they still use it today when they put a covering over the frame.
Mm-hmm.
The frame.
Clabbards.
Right. Now, is that ever called anything else?
Well, of course, there's several different coverings. One's a strip. Let's see, they call it bat, something batten. Well, it's a strip, the house, you know. I've forgotten what the terminology is on that, but it's a wide, there's wide boards and narrow boards, and that's one way of covering it, and the other one is with clapboard.
Now, if you're talking about, how about the word weatherboarding, or weatherboard, is that at all common?
Weatherboarding. Well, it might be, maybe, with, you know.
Clapboard, though, is more.
Clapboard's what?